message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The blessing of the Lord will never cease in each and everyone's life here tonight in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for your lives and for your determination to follow God through. And I pray that this God will never disappoint you in Jesus' name. I say you will never be disappointed in Jesus' name. Favor for a new beginning. Favor for a new beginning. Yesterday we were into blessings for a new beginning. And how many of us were blessed yesterday? If you were blessed as I was blessed, shout hallelujah. Favor is crucial in the destiny of a human being. Any man or woman that wants to matter in life must secure favor. Any man or woman that wants to be successful in life must go for favor. Favor is what gives life meaning. Favor is what adds color to the life of a person. Favor is the tool that eliminates struggling in the destiny of a human being. Until a man or a woman is favored, he continues to struggle. She continues to struggle. But tonight, the days of your struggling has finally come to an end in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 102 verse 13 and 14, Psalm 102 verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, thou shall arise. Psalm 102, 13 and 14, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time is come. Stay there for now. Stay in 13 for now. As long as you are living, one thing that you must always pray for and seek for all the days of your life and my life is the favor of God. Without favor, man's life is a struggle. Without favor, man's life is in pieces. Favor can do for you in one day what a person goes through labor for 10 years. Favor can give to you what somebody labored for. You will enter into their labor because of your favor, because of favor that you enjoy. Favor can make a lady that you will call in your own language not suitable, not beautiful, not presentable to obtain the best of the best of the men around. The best man available, favor gives that man to her. Favor gives the least qualified the best job in the line where they are PhD holders. Where there are other people with great, great certificates. And somebody that has next to nothing certificate obtains it. I'm painting the picture of somebody's life tonight. Because as God liveth, from tonight you will be swimming in favor. I say you will be swimming in favor. Examples of those that enjoyed favor, number one is the man called Joseph. Joseph obtained the favor of his parents. His father, in Genesis 37, the Bible says, he made Joseph a cloth of many colors. I was counseling one of my daughters here this morning on how to obtain the favor of her mother. Joseph obtained special favor. Someone say special favor. From his parents. Also, in Genesis 39, verse 21, he obtained favor from Potiphar. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. 39:21. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and thank you, Jesus. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. Somebody say favor. Favor. He saw. Everybody saw something in the life of Joseph. The young saw it. The old saw it. The brother saw it in his life to the extent that they began to envy him. They looked at him with disdain. A favored person can be envied, but he cannot be killed. A favored person can be envied, but he cannot be eliminated. A favored person can be envied, but he cannot be exterminated. Joseph's boss loved him so much because he obtained favor from God. That is the same order of favor somebody here is obtaining in the name of Jesus. I said that is the same order of favor somebody is obtaining here in the name of Jesus. I've been privileged in my life. One of the major things I've enjoyed in life is what we are talking on tonight. And that's why I am always very passionate for this topic. While working in various organizations, I've had plenty of people envying me. Why? Because all my bosses loved me with passion because of this favor. I wasn't perfect. Neither am I perfect now. But I enjoy special favor. That is what somebody here will be enjoying all the days of your life. Every single day of your life, you'll be enjoying favor. Every single day of your life, you'll be enjoying favor. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Number two, example of those that enjoyed favor. Before we go to number two, Joseph enjoyed this favor so that he pushed him and pushed him and pushed him to the topmost top. That is how my God will push you to the topmost top. That is how my God will take you from the creeks and will take you from your village that is not on the map of Nigeria and place you at the topmost top. And there are some of you here, your town self, not even the your town is not on the map of Nigeria. It is so microscopic and very small. Am I lying? Oh. But yet, God will bring you out. God will bring you out of the multitude. Number two example of those that enjoyed favor, the children of Israel. The children of Israel suffered and suffered and suffered until suddenly God brought them into favor. In Exodus 3 verse 21, Exodus 3 verse 21, the Bible says, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. They have suffered for so, I don't care how long you have suffered. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. You have suffered for long. It doesn't matter. What matters is that tonight, the 4th day of July, my God and your God is placing a mark of favor upon you permanently in the name of Jesus. And God gave them favor. And they did not leave empty. You know the story very well. We don't have time to go deep into all this tonight because we need to pray and we need to close as soon as possible. The Egyptians had no choice but to release possessions to the children of Israel. Release to them gold. Release to them silver. Release to them possessions. Release to them treasures that they labored for many years. They gave it to them. That's why some of you are here. Houses that you did not use your money to build, you will take over those houses. Many of you are here. Nobody has ever given you anything significant before. You have never received any good gifts. The only gifts you receive are biros. Free biro that they forgot with you. From tonight, amazing gifts, amazing favor will come for you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 Men will dip their hands in their pocket and shower you with blessings. Men will write checks for you and release it to you without sweat. Some time ago, about 9 or 10 years ago now, I'm sure my wife can remember, A man looked at me and said, I've even been wanting to bless you. I've been wanting to bless you. And wrote me a check, one single check of 1 million. And gave it to me. And did not even wait to say thank you. He did not wait for me to say thank you. This was many years. From tonight, you are entering into that order of favor. I say you are entering into that order of favor. You are entering into that order of favor. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Your days of laboring are over. In Exodus 11 verse 3, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Exodus 11 verse 3, the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses, that God is a merciful God. And when he wants to change your life, he releases favor unto you. Number three example of those that enjoy favor is a man called Samuel. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 26, 1 Samuel 2 verse 26, and the child Samuel grew up and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Samuel grew up and he accessed favor. May you not just grow old for nothing. I say you will not grow old for nothing. As you are growing older, your favor level will be getting better. I say as you are growing older, your favor level will be getting better. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. Samuel was a man that enjoyed favor. It is your name we'll be mentioning next. I say it is your name we'll be mentioning next. It is your name we'll be mentioning next. Men will go out of their way to face you and bless you. God himself will go out of his way to face you and to bless you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And number four, I'll be talking about a lady now called Esther. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15 and verse 17. Esther 2, 15 and 17. Now when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was to come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but with Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Everybody that looked upon her loved her. Everybody that beheld her just loved her. There are some people in this life, when you just see them, hatred just comes. There are some people when you say, I can't explain. I don't know why, I just don't like this guy. Many who have been on interview panels have understand what I'm saying. You just see some people on interview panel, you just dislike them. They've not done anything, no. You just don't want to have anything to do with them. Esther chapter 2 verse 15 and 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. Can you see that? What does this woman possess that is special? What does she have that is special? Your favor will not be taken away. The favor you enjoy currently will not be taken away. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than... That is the secret of favor. Favor gives you more than. It gives you more than what others are enjoying. More than what your family members are enjoying. Favor gives you more than. You are entering to the level of more than enough. I say you are entering to the level of more than enough. Let me hear your loudest amen. One of our daughters here some years ago was here, and I just saw her and I called her, come, are you in any relationship? She said, no. At your age, you're not in any relationship. What's going on? She said, I don't know. I said, go. God has done it. A few months later, she came back to me. She said, sir, I have a problem. I thought it was a big problem. I said, sit down. What is the problem? She said, men are pursuing me. She counted. She said, this one is working here. This one is in social place. This one. I thought in my head, I said, where are all these people before? Where were they before? And she said, sir, why I've come is because I want you to choose one of them for me. Since you are the one that prayed for me and things are happening like this. I said, no, my work has stopped in the area of prayer. You are now the one that will pray and choose. And I blessed her and she left. And months later, She was gloriously married. I saw her during the course of the anniversary and all. There is somebody here. Your own testimony shall be greater than that. I say your own testimony shall be greater than that. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? What are the benefits of favor? There are so many, but I'll just give us a few. Benefits of favor number one is that it procures you promotion and elevation. Genesis 41:39-41. Genesis 41:39-41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land. He's not a citizen of the place. He's an ex-convict. He's not qualified, yet favor qualified him. There's a man, there's a woman here tonight. Favor will qualify you. Favor always elevates. Don't yet rejoice over me, my enemies. I'm speaking prophetically like you are the one talking now. Don't yet dance over me, my enemies. It's not over for me yet. Don't yet dance over me, my enemies. Because very soon, the position where I am today, you will not find me there again. I would have moved to a higher level. I'm speaking prophetically about somebody's story. If you are that person, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Favor promotes and elevates. Number two, benefit of favor is that favor procures wealth and possessions. You know the story of Ruth. Ruth possessed Boaz as a husband. She was a widow who was not qualified, as it were. But God qualified her and she possessed possessions. Ruth 4 verse 13. Her level changed. Your level will change tonight in Jesus' name. Also, in Joshua 24:13, Joshua 24 verse 13, the Bible says, and I've given you a... Can we read it together, everybody? 1, 2, 3, go. And I've given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olives, which ye planted not, do ye eat. That is, I have given you what you did not labor for. True favor, I have given you possessions, money, hard currency. No, there are some soft currency, there are some hard currencies. I have given you blessings which you are not yet qualified for at your age and at your level. I've released them to you. Why? Because of my favor on you. Tonight, via this communion and via the prayers of tonight, everybody will know that you are a child of favor. Everybody will know that you are a child of favor. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. This favor is so important that I named one of my children Favor. Because I know that in every house where there is no favor, there will be labor. And I pray for you tonight. The favor of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. Your mother might not have, or your father might not have named you Favor from birth, but I name you Favor from tonight. One of your names from tonight is now Favor. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number three, benefit of favor is honor and acceptance. When you are favored, you are honored. You are accepted. You are honored, you are accepted. You are honored and you are accepted. Anywhere you go, you are honored. You are accepted. I can't remember going for an interview in any place and they said they want to reject me. For what reason? It's an honor for a favored person to be working in your organization. It's an honor. 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 That's why Laban told Jacob, say, I know because of you, that's why God has changed my level. There are some people you employ. There are some people that work with you. Their presence in your life changes your story. That's why you must not associate carelessly. There are some people that also enter your life within 6 months. You are from 100 level to 1 level or 0 level. You will enjoy honor and acceptance. Anywhere your proposal gets you from today, it will enjoy honor. anywhere your brand name, your ministry, your name gets to, or whatever you represent, anywhere it gets to, you enjoy favor and acceptance. You will enjoy honor and acceptance. I've told you the story before a few times. While I was in university as an undergraduate, everybody was, it was time for project in final year. And they shared us to supervisors. And the person I was shared to is somebody that when they share you to the person, you begin to cry immediately. Immediately you see your name on the list and that person is your supervisor, you are weeping immediately. Because he's what you call a sadist. He takes pleasure in students' failure. He only laughs once in 3 years. You can only see a smile on his face once in 3 years. He doesn't smile. And as they pasted my name there and I saw it, I rejoiced. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I walked to his office. And as he beheld me, he looked at me. And I saw his smile. I said, yeah. And he told me, go and do this, go and do that, go and do this, go and do your topic, go and get this, go and get that. And I did that. And amazingly, when I finished my project and submitted to him, he told me, he opened the project and he said, these are your mistakes. You did not bind well. You did not do this well. You did not this thing. I want to give you an A. Have you don't want an A, nigga? I want to give you an A. But you have to go and change it because people will be wondering, I don't give A. How will I give you A? When do you do this? Go and do this, go and change this. And I took it back, made the correction and brought it back. And I saw another smile. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw that's a six-unit course. Six-unit course, called a project, six-unit course. When I saw it, ladies and gentlemen, lo and behold, six-unit course, it boosted my GP. Favor will boost your level tonight. I said, favor will boost your level tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four. Am I on number four? I'll just take this and then I'll move on because I might not be able to finish this paper message tonight because it's so loaded and it's I still have additional many points to go to, but we'll just see where we go. Right. Benefit of favor number four is blessings. Deuteronomy 33 verse 33. Oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favor. Oh, Naphtali, he said, oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favor. I'm full with the blessing. So favor brings blessing. Favor brings blessing. Let's go quickly as I begin to round up. How do you access favor? I'll be very fast now to be able to get some time to pray. How to access favor number one is godly character. Godly character. Genesis 39 verse 6. Joseph saw a way to be able to misbehave, but he ran away. Godly character. Godly character. Godly character. Genesis 39 verse 6. Also in Proverbs 11:27, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently, that is anybody that is of a good character, secures favor. I'm talking about you tonight. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Number two, how to access favor. Intercession for others. When you pray for others, you are attracting favor. Job 42 verse 10. And Job prayed for his friends. And because of this, everything he lost, he got it back. Even twice. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So many people that only all you know how to do is to pray for yourself alone. When we say, let us pray for the church, or let us pray for Nigeria, or let us pray for others, your prayer suddenly goes down. You are missing a lot. Intercession brings intervention. When you intercede for others, you secure God's help. Anytime you stand to pray for others, you secure. Listen to me. Anything you pray for others for, you don't lack it. When you pray for others that they should have children, you can't lack children. When you pray that people should not die, they can't die. When you yourself cannot die. When you pray that God should open the windows of heaven concerning your people, you can't. That's why you see pastors that do the work well are blessed. Members that do the work well are blessed. Praying every day, interceding for the church, praying for their pastor, praying for their family every day. There is no way they will not be blessed. Number three, how do you access favor? Honoring your master. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 to 8. If you are working for somebody, if you want favor, you must honor them. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. That is, you know, the Bible made it specific. Masters according to those that you are working for in the circular organization. I wish I could get another interpretation tonight, but I don't have the time. But let's go with fear, with trembling, with singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleaser, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. With good, anyway, because of time, you know the rest of the story. All he's trying to say is that you should try as much as possible, honor your masters and those that are ahead of you. You see some people, the way they talk about their masters, in their back is so bad. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. If you want to receive favor, learn to honor those that God has placed ahead of you. Learn to celebrate them. Those that have trained me and that have passed through, I honor them in life and in death. Permanent honor because of their deposit in my life. I honor them with passion. And this has continued to attract favor on a permanent and on a consistent basis. Number four, how to access favor. Obedience to godly instruction. Everybody has counselors. Everybody has counselor. Either you have a good counselor or a bad counselor. When you have a good counselor and you obey their instruction, you attract the blessing of the Lord. You attract the favor of the Lord. As from today, you attract the favor of the Lord. I'm sorry, I need to be fast now because about today is Wednesday. Thank you, Jesus. Ogenedo, 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 do 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 do, Ogenedo, Ogenedo. Do and I will worship you forever, love you forever. Him and give him praise. Give him praise. Appreciate him. Give him praise. Give him glory, honor, adoration. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have worship. Give Jesus a clap as you take your seat. I've been talking on how to access the favor of the Lord. And I said number one is godly character. I said number two is intercessions for others. Number three is honoring your master. Honoring those that God has placed ahead of you. Those that God has made to be ahead of your teachers. And those that God has helped you to pass through. Number four, I said godly instructions. Obedience to godly instructions attracts favor. And number five, right now we'll be going into is excellence and skillfulness. Or skillfulness and excellence, whichever way you want it. The favor of God pursues the skillful. The favor of God pursues those who take their work seriously. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter the task you are doing. If you can take it serious, it can put food on your table. Some time ago, somebody told us a story of a lady who is into selling of akara. She fries akara in the morning and she has built a house. And she has two children in university from akara selling. One has also graduated before that time. From akara selling. The favor of God pursue those who are serious with their task. I started my life after some time with packing and baggaging of pure water. My first job was in a pure water company. I used to package pure water in the factory. I will go up to the tank and go and wash the tank and come down and join others. I was like a supervisor. They called me manager, but I saw myself as a servant there. We package pure water with others, bag it. Pure water just started becoming popular at that time. The money was not even enough for transport. And did it so excellently. It was from there I got my first major job. And when I was leaving, my boss, a woman at that time of blessed memory now, called me. I said, "You are going now. Kneel down there." And began to pray for me in Yoruba. You know, English prayer is different from Yoruba prayer. Yoruba curse is terrible. Yoruba blessing is serious. Any blessing or in vernacular is a deep blessing. He said, "As you are going." If you're rebel, anybody that wants to destroy you, God will destroy them. As you have worked hard for me. As an old woman. She was already in her 70 that time. We did 70 for her at that time. 70th birthday around that time. And many years later after that, she went to be with the Lord. If you take your work serious, you can become anything in life. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, "Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might." If you are selling sellotape, if you can do it very well, then you can cross the tape. You can move forward. No matter what you are selling, there's no millionaire. There's no field where there's no millionaire. There are millionaire balloon sellers. They are millionaire akara sellers. They are millionaire caterers. They are millionaire pastors. They are millionaire ministers, musicians. They are millionaire mechanics. One of my wife's brothers studied mechanical engineering. He's practicing now. When you call him, his name will come out. So person mechanic. He's an excellent mechanic in that Lagos. And he's loaded pocketically. He's pocketically. As a mechanic, he will smell mechanic in the morning. At night, he will sleep inside the sea. Oh. I have problem with those us who have problem with hard work. I have problem. If your desire is to attract favor, work. My wife once said on this altar, she said, we walk, we know that we walked. Isn't that a statement? I can never forget that statement. Say, we walk, we know that we walked. May God give you understanding. In Proverbs 18 verse 16, the Bible says, the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Only those who are ready to walk can get to the great place we are talking about. Oh, the great place we are talking about is that his work brings him before favor. His work made him to come before favor. His work made him to stand in the front of favor. As from today, the favor of the Lord will speak on that work in your two hands. I said the favor of the Lord will speak on that your two hands. Either you are a man or you are a woman, you are not permitted to be idle. You are not permitted to be idle. Because the idle hand is what? Once you are idle, you can be used of the devil anyhow. Once you are busy, forget it. I wake up every day with a loaded schedule. I don't have time to visit to go from place to place. For what reason? Doing what? And that's why the favor of God has continued to pursue us. From today, you are entering that class and you are going to enjoy favor on a permanent basis. You are going to enjoy on a permanent basis. You are going to enjoy favor on a permanent basis. Number what now? Number six, how to access favor. Give favor. In Genesis 18 from verse 1, Bible says one day God appeared to Abraham. And how did God appear? May God give us understanding. Now look at this. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat. Stay there, don't go yet. Stay there, I said stay there. God bless you. God, they said God, the Lord appeared, Lord in capital. You know, normally, you would think that God himself appeared himself wearing something. Let us see who appeared. Next verse. Thank you, Jesus. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men. Somebody say three men. Three men, not God himself. Those three men appeared like God appeared. If your desire is to enjoy favor, you must give favor to men. You know the story very well. How? He saw these men and brought them into his tent and bowed towards them in humility. Let's go. God bless you, media. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Can you see a man that wants favor? Can you see how they behave? Can you see how human beings that desire favor, can you see their pattern of life? And said, my Lord, if I have now found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Yes, I've read that one before now. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under my... See how hospitable he is. Hospitality always earns you favor. Go on. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that, you shall pass on. After that, you shall pass on. For therefore, are ye come to your servant? And they said, so do. Yes, go on. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. And Abraham hastened into the tent to go and meet his wife Sarah and said, make ready quickly three morsels of fine meal. Knead it and make cake upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd. Can you see how this man was running at a scatter for a stranger? My dear, we have visitors. Great men. Great visitors are here. Yes, get food ready for them. Eh? Boys, oh yeah, kill something here. Kill something here. Yes, some great men are here. Yes. Servants, prepare food. He has never seen them before. Human beings that treat other human beings as if they are nobody, they reject favor without knowing. This man has never met these three men, yet he treated them as human beings. Not to talk of somebody that you know one-on-one, and you treat the person as if the person is a nobody. If your desire is favor, then any man that comes across you, treat them as a human being, not as a goat. It's only in a nation like this, where cows are more important than human beings. You can't find it like that anywhere else. Where a human being is of lesser value than an animal. May God deliver this nation. I say, may God deliver this nation. I say, may God deliver this nation. If you want favor, treat people well. If you have a driver and you are at the back, you just branch at a place and you bought chicken and chips and you are eating and it's looking at you from the mirror. He's entering portal. Bagam. Say, oh boy, face if you don't love him. He's trying to tell you, pass something to me. Your security man in your house, instead of staying at the gate, is patrolling your kitchen. Madam, where do I know? Madam, no, where do I know? I just make a greet you. Anything, no, nothing. He's passing you an information. Enikeniti woba nipa lati se iro lowo fun o ohun na le nikeji re to enikeniti woba nipa lati se iro lowo fun o ohun na le nikeji re so Ounle ni keji re ranti ranti o enikeni ti wo ba nipa lati se iran lowo fun o ounle ni keji re loju re.
May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. Do you know that this encounter was what brought about Isaac? This encounter that we just read in Genesis 18. When those guys were leaving, they said, 9 months from now, you'll be carrying a child. And I tell you, in Genesis 21 verse 1, you will see that God fulfilled that promise. Genesis 21 from verse 1, God remembered her. God visited Sarah as he has said. God did not appear physically. I said, no. He used those strangers to release. Anytime you see somebody that you can help and you assist them, you are calling for favor. Anytime you see somebody you can be a blessing to, you have provoked favor. I don't wait for favor. I provoke it. I don't wait. Let me wait for favor. You provoke the favor. Favor must come. That's why some of us are here. Causes can't work. This favor can't work because of the continuous provocation of favor. And it's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. I think I better just take one or two more so that we can have time to pray. Number what now? 7. Okay, F. All right. Okay, give favor. Okay, next one. Kingdom service. Kingdom stewardship. Every servant of God is a man or woman of favor. I read that scripture earlier in Psalm 102 verse 13 and 14. If you are serving God, if you love God, there's no way you will not get favor. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time of favor has come. Yea, the set time has come. Let's look at that. Next one. For thy servant take pleasure in the stone, in her stones. Anybody that loves walking in Zion, either in one department or another, not a figurehead member, not a figurehead departmental member, a bona fide member of a department, that you are not only working, you are laboring. You know, there are two different things in that department. He says, for thy servant take pleasure in our stones and favor the dust. Anybody that favor the dust of the church attract favor. You favor the house of God. You cannot see God's house in shambles. You cannot afford to allow yourself to be away for too long. If you have to crawl, you crawl. If you have to jump, you are so passionate about God's house. There's no way you will not get favor. And lastly, where we stop tonight, how to access favor. Desperate prayers. You can pray desperately for favor. Genesis 32, 24 to 29. You know that story very well of Jacob. And Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. That is, I'm changing your name. I'm here to favor you. And what happened? He was a man that was desperate. 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 You have accessed some level of favor, but listen, it is small compared to where God is taking you. I say you have gotten some favor already, but it is very small compared to where God is taking you. There is a vital requirement for your favor, for you to get that favor. Desperate prayers tonight. And I trust God that as you do that, you will not go back the same in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.